Jesus, I want to die to my will, be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done, be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. When I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. I must decrease, and He must increase. Your power in me is there, I believe. This you bled on Calvary. Your bride's no longer a mystery. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done in my own life. When I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessed. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. Your word has grace to be near. I won't let go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I'll wrestle till I'm free. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my life. When I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Be done in my life. My will, Lord, but thine be done in my life. When I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. When I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Thy will, Lord.
There's a land of milk and honey. Amen. And one day we'll reach that place. There is a land. In fact, sorry, we'll sing. We'll sing it again.
Across the river, shine. our blessed Messiah. Elijah has come, he has done his work already. As Jonah said, the bride has been ready, and now we are waiting for the coming of Jesus. For that blessed day when the Lamb will take us. Shout hallelujah, praising our King who crossed the river, shining river in the saints' way. Hey, we shall see our blessed Messiah. Our hopes are bright, our lamps are burning, and day by day our hearts are yearning. It brings the evening in the coming. Oh, then we shall before the veil. Shout hallelujah, praising our King across the river, shining river with the saints. Here we shall see our blessed Messiah. Is a land that is filled, by faith we can sit afar, for the Father waits over the way. Oh, to prepare us a dwelling place in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall be on the beautiful shore. We shall sing on the beautiful shore. Hallelujah, the melodious songs of the day. And our spirits shall sorrow no more, no more, no more, not a sigh for the blessing of in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, to our bountiful Father above, to our Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise and the glory of His love, His love, and the blessing that hallows us in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, in the sweet. Beautiful by and by, by and by, when the morning comes in all the sea. So for our gathered room, we will tell a story, how we overcome, who will understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things our life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and the Christ. Temptation really does often take us all hours, and our hearts are made to lead for many countless through the world. When we wonder why the days when we try to do our best, we will understand it better by and by, by and by. In the morning time, oh, and oh, the days. So for the gathering, we will tell the story how we overcome. You will understand it better. Oh, by and by, oh, by and by, when the morning comes. Oh, when all the saints of God are gathered, they will tell the story how we overcome. We'll understand it better by and by.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. One of these days, you know, we are passing through here. This is not our home.
Amen.
We have a blessed home somewhere. Just like our father Abraham, he said he was seeking for that city whose builder and maker is God. We are looking for that same city.
Amen.
This is not our place. Amen. We can never live in this sinful land. We have a beautiful place, and by and by, we shall meet over there. Praise the Lord. Though we will go through all these trials, temptations, hidden snares, all come on our ways, on our ways. But we know we are more than conquerors. In everything, we have something to overcome. As Jesus always referred, when the devil came, said, it is written. Amen. You're all welcome tonight. As we come here, today, Pastor should have been here, but he's leading our precious brother David to Banbridge tonight. So we are taking our prayer meeting this evening. How many are here tonight?
Amen.
Want to surrender to him?
Amen.
God richly bless you.
Amen.
God richly bless you. And how many would like to be like him?
Amen.
Tonight our topic is seeking to be like him.
Amen.
If anything, we should seek anything at all. That's the greatest thing we should seek, to be like him. Because when he comes, he's coming to take people that are like him. And we have everything to be like him. He has given us his word. He has given us everything that we can live by to be like him. And we are thankful to him that tonight we are here seeking to be like him. To be like Jesus, oh, to be like Jesus, oh, on earth I long, oh, to be like him. Oh, our true life journey from death to glory, I only ask to be like him. Let's sing it once again. Oh, to be like Jesus. Oh, to be like Jesus, on earth I long, oh yes, to be like Him. Oh, true life gem, and it is the journey we are making here, oh, from earth to glory. I only ask to be like Him. Yes, dear Lord, we thank You for this evening, Lord. Journey mercies that, Lord, You have given to us from our various homes, Lord. Father, we thank You for the day, O God, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank You for our homes. We thank You for our working places. We thank You, O God, for every activity that, Lord, today we have involved ourselves in, Lord. It has been Your grace, Your protection, Your mercies, and Your loving kindness that has seen us through the day, O Lord. And Father, above all, we thank You for this evening. That, Lord, You have drawn us to God. Oh, we have heard the bells ringing in our hearts, O Lord, calling us to Your presence this evening, Lord. And Father, we know that, God, when we come like this, Lord, we never live the same. And Father, tonight even, as we have before us, Lord, the desire upon our hearts, Lord, seeking to be like You, God. Father, we commit the word that we're going to read, Lord, into Your hands. You are the writer. You are the author, Lord. Holy Spirit, tonight, come lay Your hands upon Your word, O God. We want the inspiration thereof, Lord, so that, O God, oh, we will seek, Lord, the way that, Father, You have provided for us to be like You, Lord. Father, we thank You. We bless You, Lord. Bless Your word as we read. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to two readings. Let's turn to the first reading in Romans 6. 1 to 7. Romans 6, 1 to 7. And then we shall read the second one, First Corinthians 15. We shall read the 42 and the 43rd verse. First, let's go to Romans 6, 1 to 7. A very scripture, maybe I've been reading these scriptures many times. It's a scripture that we got to lay it upon our hearts. Praise God. Every scripture is profitable, yes. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction unto good works, that the children of God will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And here is one of them. So let us read. He said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? It's a question. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. He's still asking you a question. Have you forgotten? It's a reminder to you that know ye not that as many that have been baptized into Jesus, you have been baptized into His death. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death. That like Christ, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. Amen. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Our second reading, 1 Corinthians 15, the 42 and 43 verses. He said, now he talked about the resurrection, that if we are planted together in the likeness of his death, then we will also in that same likeness be resurrected. So he's talking about resurrection here now. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Oh, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we've read your word of God. Lord, we want to be like you. Father, we know that we have been planted together with you. And Lord, in that same likeness as you resurrected, we want to be like you, God. You resurrected in power. Oh, to sit, oh Lord, in your glory. Father, even as you said, as many that will be able to overcome, as you overcame and you are sat on the right hand of the Father in glory, same also, Lord, we will sit with you, Lord. Father, tonight, we want to commit ourselves, Lord, into your hands. We want to look into our lives. Father, the things that easily besets us, oh Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. If it is weakness in our lives, oh God, Father, we want to surrender tonight. Because you are the one that can strengthen us, Lord. We are weak, but in you we are strong, Lord. Father, help us tonight, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, hallelujah. Tonight we have a brother with us tonight here. Brother Michael, yeah. That's Brother Michael visiting us tonight. He's been living in the UK and he wants to move in here. And Brother Kwame met him and he brought him to the house of God. This is your house, brother. And this is what? The little flock. Jesus has been talking about a little flock. He said we should not fear. The kingdom of God will be given to us. So you are welcome to your own house. God richly bless you. Amen. And that's good. I've forgotten your name. How's your parents? Good. Good. You're welcome in our midst tonight. May the Lord bless you richly. Amen. We want to be like Jesus Christ, isn't it? You want to be like him? Yes. Now, we've read these scriptures. They are self-explained that if grace is there for us, should we continue in sin? If we want to be like him, yes, he has given us grace. Praise the Lord. It is grace that has made us what? Called us out from the world. It's grace that has brought us in. It's grace that has made our eyes, has opened our eyes. It's grace that we have been able to recognize the prophet of our age. It's the same grace that is going to take us home, which we believe. It was grace that opened our eyes. We were blind. It was grace that came looking for us. We were lost. Praise the Lord. And all these things, this grace, amazing grace, abound for us. And so, should we continue in sin because grace is there? No, sir. That said, God forbid. Amen. God forbid. We know we are not going to answer the question, but we are going to answer it positively, that we know that as we have been baptized into Jesus Christ, oh, we are in the same likeness of Him. And we are going to live, we are going to walk in the newness of life. Tonight, let's stand in that positive. Amen. That we will walk in a newness of life because we have been resurrected in the likeness of His resurrection also. We have been buried with Him. Praise God. Now, let's see how, from the beginning, God gave us everything, our father Abraham, our father Adam, right in the Garden of Eden. God from creation demonstrated His power. Look, let's take this thing closely. God had been demonstrating His power in humility. Because to be like Him, that is one major thing that must be seen in your life. Humility. Because He was humble. And God created heaven. Created heaven and earth. He demonstrated His power in humility. And if we are looking for that humility, where would we find it? We'll find it nowhere but in Christ Jesus. We must look for that humility. And when we look at Him, we will see how humble He was. We need that humility. And we know that it was given to man. Man was given what? This dominion, power over everything. He gave man power, dominion over all the fishes in the sea. Gave him power and dominion over all the fowls in the air. Gave him power and dominion over every living thing. That was what man, God made him. He gave him that power. And that power is what? Authority. And that authority is authority over everything. Praise God. That authority we are seeking tonight. Because with that authority, oh my brother, my sister, nothing can overcome you. Because you have dominion. You have power. Oh, praise God. Yes. We want to be like Him. But what happened? Man lost that authority. And the moment you lose that authority, now fear comes. Brethren, if you are not covered by God, look, there is fear in your life. There is fear in your life. Now the very thing that man had authority over, when he sees it, he's afraid. Huh? One thing myself, I'm so much afraid and scared of is snake. Hey, small one, I'll just take flight. Praise God.
Amen.
Hey. The very thing that we have authority over. Let's see, any wild beast comes in here, we'll try to probably go through the windows. But we had authority over all these things. So the moment you lose that authority, as we heard last week, that when the cover is taken off, when sin came into the Garden of Eden, the covering over what? Adam and Eve, God lifted it up. And He has to give them what? A substitute. A substitute covering, a substitute. And so fear comes in your life. In the one who rejects God. I'm challenging that person. There is fear in your life. There is something that you fear. Praise God. So man now have lost what? The authority. But the thing is, the merciful Father, God, as we heard last week, He promised to restore man again. He promised to restore man again to his lost estate. To bring man back to the position or to be like him. Because we were created in the image of God. See, to bring us back again. And we know how he sent many prophets. Sent many prophets. To bring what? The knowledge of God. But the real thing is needed, you see. We needed to see God himself. God needed to come himself to demonstrate to us how to what? To worship. The prophets came, they did their best. Praise the Lord. They did all they could. And still they were using what? The substitute. See? The blood of bulls and goats for sacrifice, for atonement. And man goes back to his sin again. But when you are truly buried with him, praise God, then you will be in his likeness of his resurrection. So God himself has to come and do what? The demonstration of how the sons and daughters of God got to live. That is why the Word was made flesh. To come and dwell amongst us. And begin to demonstrate how we as sons and children go to what? Live and worship our Father. So Christ came. So the prophet said, the word that was to come back again to us, it has only one purpose, as we heard last week. It had only one purpose, and that purpose is what? To redeem. The purpose of God coming back, the purpose of his word again that was rejected in the Garden of Eden. He said, don't touch this tree. They disobeyed the word of God. The true word of God, they disobeyed. And God had to bring the original word again to us. Praise God. And he said one purpose for it is to what? To redeem. To redeem us. To bring us back to what? Our original estate again. Oh, brethren, let's look. Always I make reference to what? This mango tree. Oh, from the day it was created, God said, bring forth fruits. According to what? The way how you have been what? Created. And from that day, mango tree has been bringing forth what? Mango fruits. Orange fruits. Man also was created in what? God's image. We should have brought forth what? The image of God. Fruits of the image of God. Amen. But because of sin, you see, many prophets came, and yet it couldn't change. The blood of bulls and goats could not atone for our sins. So God himself had to come down. To do the redeeming, he is what? The kinsman redeemer. To come down and act as a kinsman redeemer. He was made as what? As one of us. The prophet said in the third seal, paragraph 107, he said, now we notice that God told Eve that after so long a time, the word is coming back to you. And the word will come for one purpose. And that was for redemption. Oh, hallelujah. Grace straightened out. Not disgrace. But real true grace. Praise the Lord. Now, we needed this redemption story. We needed it, this redemption. Because our life, let's look at the life that the scripture says we were leading. He said we were walking according to the course of this world. That's how we were. We were walking according to the course of this world. Brother, look, we got to always be thankful to God. Amen. Brethren, go out and look. You have been seeing what is going out there. Even people that call themselves Christians. Look at the way now this place, a sacred place like this. Now people have turned into what? To bring man and man together. To bless what? Homosexuals. To bless what? Gays or whatever they call it. Out there. Brethren, in everything, anytime you go down your knees, just say, Lord, I bless you. I bless you, Lord, that you have opened my eyes. You've changed my heart. You've inscribed your word. You have engraved upon my heart your word, your love. Brethren, they don't know. The thing is, they are going on and they see everything so good. They see everything so good. They don't believe that there is coming a time when they'll be called to what? To give accounts of their life. They don't believe it. He said, we had our conversations in the lust of our flesh. See? Our conversation. But brother, see the way how God has changed what your tongue has changed your language. But some time passed. You meet your friend. Oh, what you talk is maybe you talk about a certain girl. The girls will be talking about this, maybe a certain boy. Our conversation, said our conversation was what? In the lust of our flesh. See? That was how. But today, you meet your brother. The first thing, God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. See what the Lord has done in your life. That's why we're here tonight. We want to seek. We are seeking to be like him. We want more of him. We want more of him in our lives. Amen. We want to be a living epistle. That when we are walking, people can read Christ in our lives. A living epistle. So that people see that this man, this sister, oh yes. Even the Christians, those who say they are Christians, will look at you and see that no, this there is a difference. Our language. See, that's what he's saying here. Before, so our language is changed. My brother, never, ever allow evil conversation come ever from your mouth. Resist them. Praise God. Resist them. And even, you see, when Christ is in here, when the Holy Spirit is in here, even you see that there is no resistance. You see, the thing will even not come. Is that we were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. That was how we were. And we were by nature the children of wrath. That's how we were. Small time we get angry. Oh my. angry anyhow. And always want to take revenge. Ah, you do me this, I'll do you also. See? But today, we speak like him. We want to be like him. There is not a spirit of forgiveness in our lives. You know, it's painful, but yet, I forgive. Lord, just to be like you. So you know forgiveness. Brethren, take that. We want to be like him. So the points are coming one after the other. We are seeking to be like him. Humility. Forgiveness. He said, we were by nature the children of wrath. The spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. My little ones, all the time when you go down on kneels, remember the children in prayer. Remember them strongly in prayer. Pray for them. Praise God. The Lord, the spirit of disobedience, oh my Lord, let it go far away. Let it go far away. We want the children to be under what? The spirit of obedience. The spirit of humility. So let's right from the beginning impart this blessed conversation unto them. Conversation of what? Love. Amen. But one thing is that love is correction. If he's doing something wrong, let him understand that this is wrong. Stop it. Amen. Hallelujah. Take notice of that. Because if a child is doing something is wrong, you know it's wrong, and you don't correct him, it's building a spirit. In him. The devil is scanning. Let us open our eyes widely upon our children. Amen. But we must always remember them in prayer. Prayer is the answer to everything. Amen. Now, their redemption came. That's the way how we were. Their redemption came. And it came with all simplicity and with all humility. Praise God. That great man, he chose to be like one of us. See? Someone who has what? Power over everything. Take notice of this. He had power over everything. All powers belongs to him. Oh, praise the Lord. All powers belongs to him. And even when he came on earth here, he demonstrated it. That someone even who is dead 4 days is what? Is raised from the dead. That means he can give life. He healed all manner of diseases. And even storms, billows, winds, everything, do obey him. That is the man. But when he was coming to do the work of redemption, let's turn to what? Philip, the book of Philip. When he was coming to do the work of redemption, Philippians. Philippians 2. We want to be like him. From 5. Philippians 2:5. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, we want to be like him. Amen. Let this mind be in you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to equal with God. See? It's no robbery for him to equal himself with God because he was God. But made himself of no reputation. Oh, but see how? Many a time, maybe we want to be considered to know that I am this, I am that. Oh, my brother, it means nothing. Praise the Lord. Remain the way how you are. In that spirit of humility. Praise God. It's higher than anything. To remain humble. Said he made himself of no reputation. Someone who holds the whole world in his hands. Ah, if it were to be me, probably, you see, brethren, look at the holes. Look at the whole scene. Someone with this kind of what? Authority and power. See? Some people also took that same spirit also. When that spirit of God came in them, somebody like Moses. See? When Moses had every opportunity to be what? The next Pharaoh. See? That means on earth here, we can what? We can be like him because many people also lived that same way. Moses had every opportunity. The whole wealth of Egypt was in his hands. That was the greatest empire of his time. He had everything. Oh, praise God. But what the scripture says? He said, when he was come of years, we must all come of years. And coming of years is when the Holy Spirit is in you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, when he was come of years, he refused to be called what? Pharaoh's daughter.
Amen.
See? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy what? The pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach more what? Valuable than all what Egypt could give unto him. See? No reputation. The reputation was there. Being what? Pharaoh. A young man. Oh my. When he makes that is, oh, servants will be rushing, coming to kotor him. What do you want, Lord? You go and bring me this. You go and bring me that. All, but what? He rejected them for Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Look at what Saul, when he met with what? Met the light, that pillar of fire, the same pillar of fire we've met in our day. Oh, his education, everything. He said, I count them as dung. I don't need any reputation. He was a young Pharisee. That he could have risen to what? To become the chief priest. Because he was a young man. He said, I count all as dung. For the excellency in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. For his sake, I endure. I go through what? Trials. See. Brethren, to be like him.
Hallelujah.
So, as we are reading from what? The Philippians. Verse 7. He said, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. He took upon him the form of what? A servant. He was ready to serve. And it is not what? By word alone. That day, he took what? He took a bowl, went down on his knees, and began to wash what? His disciples' feet. Amen. Serving them. Demonstrated it. It was shown. It is not what? Only written. But what? He acted upon them. Amen. Every word that talked about him, it was seen in action. So it's not all what we say. Brethren, let us see the life. Let's see the life. And was made in the likeness of men. Oh, just like me. He slept. He said, birds have what? Nests to sleep in. Foxes have holes to hide. But the Son of Man had no place even to lay his head. He was what? Walking with his disciples. And any place probably they found to be what? A sleeping place. They just what? Sleep. Oh, someone who the whole world is for. Brethren, to be like him. We want to be like him. Gather all these things. Brethren, humility. The likeness of what? Likeness of man. Came and walked like me and you. Ate like me and you. He was what? Demonstrating how we, the children of God, must also do. So that he goes back to his glory, we will be able to do what? Do it exactly. The way how he did it here. Verse 8. And he said, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient. Another point. Amen. Became what? Obedient. Amen. To death. Even the death on the cross. Obedience. My brother, that is what? The thing that brought sin into the Garden of Eden. Disobedient. The spirit of what? Disobedient. Let us obey. Oh, my little children, you are here. Praise God. God bless you. Savior, Grace, Ruth. Are you hearing? Good. Good. Always be obedient, okay? Good. God bless you. Obedience! He was obedient even unto death. Amen. This great man. Now he came for what? He came with what? The redemption. And so he came one day. He went to a synagogue. And as they were passing what? The scroll. And it came to him. And he opened to a place. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Amen. To preach the gospel to what? To the poor. And the prophet said, not to poor in money, but to poor in spirit. Amen. Amen. Because in Revelation, he said, Revelation, 2:9, he said, I know your poverty, but thou art what? Thou art rich. I know your tribulations. I know your poverty, but thou art rich. And our richness is not what? Millions of dollars or euros. But we are rich in what? In the spirit. My brother, if you are rich in spirit, hey. Oh, hallelujah. You are always what? Joyful. You are joyful. Even when your pocket is empty, because you are rich in spirit, there is still what? Joy ringing in your heart, in your heart. Because you know, oh, that he is able in every situation. You will never panic. But someone who doesn't know Christ, the fear I'm talking about, let his pocket go empty. You see the fear. He begins to what? Get panicked. And now begin to look for a way. How to what? Get money that very day. Either to steal or to do hideous things to get the money. But not one who is rich in spirit. Amen. Amen. God will surely come your way. Amen. He will surely come your way. He knows it. Sometimes he puts us into that kind of trial, brother. He is there. So he came to preach to what? To the poor. And that, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to what? Heal the brokenhearted. Oh, hallelujah. When we talk about the brokenhearted, it is not the worldly boyfriend or girlfriend who says there is no more. And so you had a broken heart. Not that one. It's not coming for that. No. Praise the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? If you are doing a worldly love, and the person says, the woman says, hey, no more. Love is finished. So you get broken hearted. And you think that Jesus will come and heal you. That's not the kind of broken hearted he's talking about. Praise the Lord. Broken hearted like what? Cleopas and his friend. When Jesus was crucified, they thought that what? They've lost their Savior. And the kingdom that they were looking for. You see, even they were looking for what? A physical kingdom. Which was what? Wrong anyway. But in their heart, they were sorrowing. That's the broken heart I'm talking about. When the weight of whom? The weight of the Lord is upon your heart. Because of something that you are looking for. Oh, he'll come and heal you. You come and heal it. Praise God. See? It was heavy upon them. And for that reason, Christ has to come and walk with them. To heal their broken heart. That I am alive. Oh, praise God. I am alive. Keep faith. That same night, they had to go back to Jerusalem. See, they have been healed. They weren't rejoicing. Oh, praise God. When we're talking about broken heart, talking about that Samaritan woman, she heard that there is coming a Messiah. And when he comes, he's going to take all burdens away. She kept that word in her heart. Praise God. Though she was living in sin, it wasn't her fault. If she could have lived that life, she would have lived it. But he could not help herself. And she was what? It was on her heart. Oh, when would this man come that he would take my burdens away? That kind of word. Heart that is seeking for Christ. That heart that is always what? Burning, yearning. He will come and heal it. And that evening when he was going to the well of Jacob's well, there sat a man. He looks just an ordinary man. Like me. Like you. Because he came in the likeness of us. But the words that were coming alone. Oh, hallelujah. And that woman, that day when she was coming with her what? With a pot to come and take water. Maybe her heart was just, oh, when would this man come? Till when the conversation was going on, as you know already. When the man told him that this water, anyone that drinks of it will thirst again. But the water that I will give unto him will be like what? A well of fire, a well of what? Water in his heart, springing up unto everlasting life. He said, give me this water, man. Give me this water. See? And when he said, go and call your husband. He said, I don't have it. You have spoken the truth. But you know, you have lived with John, you've lived with Peter, you've lived with this, that man at the address here, you've lived with all of them. He said, hey, I perceive you are a prophet. Because all these things were done in secret. I don't know this man anywhere. I know that he's a Jew. He's not living in our village. I perceive you are a prophet. Because we are waiting for that Messiah. When he comes, he will be able to do all these things. Oh, hallelujah. Said, I am he. Oh, he left the pot. Amen. She left the pot. Now what? Changed. Something had gone in here. The word she was keeping here, it has been healed. Now it has what? Come to life. She went to the what? To the village. People saw her differently. Said, now something. They saw the life, they saw that no. Something has happened to this lady. Truly, this lady has seen something. Because even she, maybe see, everybody knows her. She always keeps herself away from the public. You know, he goes even in time when everybody has finished fetching her water. And goes alone and to do it what? Alone. She has been living in secret because, oh my. But that day, the whole said, come and see! Come and see! A man that has been able to tell me all about my life, is it not him? Oh, praise God. Said, no, something has happened to you. See, an epistle being read of men. They saw a change. Great change. Great change. Since I was born, great change. Since I was born, great change. Since I was born, there's a great change. Since I was born, the things I used to do, I do them no more. Yes, sir. They saw a great change, and they all rushed toward to Jacob's well to see that man. And he said, of the truth. Before we heard, but now we've seen. It is true. Amen. They asked Jesus to They asked him to stay for 2 days with them. See? Broken hearted. Let's call one man again. The Ethiopian eunuch who came to what? Who came to Jerusalem to hear the word of God. And he was going back. He couldn't understand anything of the Pharisees. Huh? Couldn't hear anything from the Pharisee. And he was going back, his heart, oh my, trying to open Isaiah, trying to see if he could understand it by himself. That's the broken heart we're talking about. Seeking, earnestly seeking for him. He will come. He will come. He will come. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will come. Seek him from tonight. He will come your way. Praise the Lord. He will come and heal your broken heart. Because it is written here. Huh? It's written here. That he has been sent to heal the brokenhearted. And he will do it exactly. Praise God. As to preach deliverance to the captives. Okay, let's just, because our time, there are a lot of things for us what to say tonight. Oh my. Our time. Deliverance to the captives. Let me just read something from the prophet here. He said, and when he got through the reading, when Jesus got through the reading, he sat down and handed the scripture back to the priest. And he said, this day, oh hallelujah, this day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears and eyes. It's fulfilled. What we have said tonight is fulfilled in your eyes tonight. Amen. It will not fail. It's fulfilled. You see it? He said he was giving forth the warning of what? The coming of the great gusher Pentecost. To set liberty everyone that was slave to sin and it is unbound. See? Captivity. He was telling the people that there is coming a Pentecost. Oh, praise God. That is going to set everyone at liberty. And he's talking about what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Going to set everyone. Anyone that is in what? In captivity is going to set you free. Anyone that is bound is going to set you free. Those in what? In prison. Prison doors will be opened. My brother, why do you want to still remain in prison? My sister, why do you still want to close the door against your own self? He said, the condemnation is, as last week we heard, the condemnation is light has come. But people choose to what? To remain in darkness. Oh, that's the condemnation. Light has come. He opens the prison doors and then you close it back. Hey. My brother, my sister. He opens, you close. Hey. Disobedient. He opens and you close. Anyway, it's not the question of he's opening. He's what? He's trying to bring you out, but you don't want to come out. Because when we are talking about he opening a way, that one no one can close. Amen. Amen. So tonight, brethren, there are many things which we needed to say. We should have now come into what? The year of Jubilee. When the trumpet is sounded. After you have what? The olden times in the Old Testament. Because of what? Maybe you couldn't what? Make ends to meet. So you go and give yourself to what? A rich man. Maybe you own something and he gives you how to settle your debts and other things. And you needed to what? To save that man. You become a slave to that man. You become a slave to that man. That's how we are also slave to what? Slave to the devil, slave to the world, slave to Satan. You see? But on the 50th year, when the trumpet of Jubilee is sounded, immediately whatever job you are doing, whatever work you are doing, wherever, you just lay everything down. Praise God. You are what? You are free. You are free. Amen. And today, the Jubilee trumpet has sounded. The Redeemer has come. Kinsman Redeemer has come to do the redeeming. He has sounded the trumpet that you are free. Amen. Because when he went down to preach the same redemption to those who were in what? Who were in hell. Praise the Lord. When he was coming back, what was he holding? The keys. Praise God. To death and to hell. He was holding the keys. You have authority over it. He has set you free. Oh, grave, where is your victory? Praise the Lord. So you are free. But do you still want to go and give yourself to the world, to Satan again? That grace abound? Oh my. Do you want to go back? Like the Egypt, like the children of Israel in the wilderness. So let's make a captain and go back to Egypt. Because of what? Cucumbers, melons, fish. How? You're going back? Moses would have allowed them to say, okay, go. Go. And when they reach the Red Sea, how they will cross, they will know. Amen. Oh, see, there was no. when your mind gets to something, you forget about what? All wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Huh? Look at this sea that it took only Moses by the power of God to open this Red Sea for you to pass through. And then you say you are going back to Egypt. So when they go, if they have gotten there, who would have opened the Red Sea for them? They never thought of all this, you see. Brethren, we need the wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. To be like him. You see that if you have that wisdom of God, you will not even think of going back. Amen. Because going back is what? It will be, even it will be, you see, you will die. Amen. Praise the Lord. The wisdom of God tells you when you make any attempt to go back, it is death. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, it is just praying for one another. Amen. And as you are praying, you remember our precious brother Michael as he comes amongst us. Just pray. Remember in prayer that the Lord, whatever he's looking for, his needs and everything, the Lord will take over. Amen. So let us tonight pray and ask him, God, Lord, we want to be like you. I want to be obedient. I want to humble myself. Oh, I want to be truthful. Lord, take away anger and all those things away from me. I want to be like you. And then pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. If you know any of them, your brother who is in need of something, pray for him. Your sister is in need of something, pray for her. Like I have my brother Craig, for instance, on my heart. I know what to pray for him. Praise the Lord. I know what he's looking for. I know what my brother Shepherd is looking for. Pray for one another. And then the Lord also see to your own. Pray for your wives, men. Women, sisters, pray for your husbands. Amen. We need it. Because the enemy is so close. He can just turn situations. Do you know he's very smart? Look at someone like David. God himself said he is a man of my heart to do all according to all my what, my wishes. But look at just a little. Looking at a naked woman for just a little long. See, immediately David saw her. She did not just turn away. But still gazed and gazed. Then the devil came in. See, she's very beautiful. See, and you are a king, you know. You can't just order and they will bring her to you. And she fell. He fell, you see. So the devil is very, very sneaky. He can just turn situations just like that. That's why we need to be praying for one another. Seriously. Because he's now determined to what? To destroy the children of God. Look at Peter. Just a moment, when Jesus asks, what do men say I, the Son of Man, I am? So some say you are one of the prophets. Some say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are Isaiah. One say you are John the Baptist and all those of things. He said, but whom do you yourself say I, the Son of Man, I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed this to you. And upon this, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will never prevail against it. Look, a wonderful statement that was given. Just a little moment later, Jesus was talking about what? About his death. Peter said, no. Hey! No, who dare? Let somebody just come. We will see. You are not going to die. See? Satan just come in. To what? To refuse the death of what? Jesus Christ. Because Satan knows what it meant. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. See, that same person who had a revelation just now just a moment later, just see, Jesus had to turn off that Satan that was speaking through him. Get out from that man. Amen. See. So let's be praying for one another. Musicians, come as we sing that song, to be like him. Amen. How many love him? God richly bless you. Amen. There are many things we have gone over, but I believe what we've heard tonight, just pray for maybe the next 10 minutes. The Lord answers prayer. He knows our heart. How we desire to be like him.
From Bethlehem's hill. Jesus, on earth I long, oh, to be like him. Through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask,
how I ask,
to be like
it. Oh, serene and holy,
obedient and lowly,
on earth
I know, oh, to be like it. By grace I'm forgiven. An heir of
heaven,
I only ask,
how I ask,
to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I long. Through life's journey,
from
earth to glory, I only
how I ask
to be like it,
to be like Jesus,
to be like it,
to be like Jesus.
Like it. Yes, Lord. That's our prayer tonight. We want to be like you, Lord.
Oh,
you never put any reputation upon yourself. Oh, you came like one of us. You took upon yourself the form of a servant. Oh, yes, and you were obedient.
To be like
you, want to be like you, God. With all humility, Lord Jesus, we look at you, O God. You proved, to be a humble someone, God. That humility, Lord, tonight, I ask, Lord, take away any hardness, Lord. Anything that, Lord Jesus, that is a hindrance. Oh, a little anger here, a little anger there. Lord, tonight, I want to completely, Lord, do away with them, of God. I'm looking for that spirit of humility, Lord. To humble myself, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That you give me, Lord, a great heart. Oh, to endure.
Shine on me, Lord.
Even any confrontations. Any provocation.
Shine on me, Lord.
Oh Lord, I want to be. Let the Holy Spirit always come.
Shine on me.
And do the answering. The way how you answer.
Shine on me.
To situations, confrontations. Oh Lord. Things that someone will say to bring anger. Oh Lord, how you will conduct yourself, how you meet those things, Lord. Father, I want to be like you. No matter how hard, Lord, no matter how hard, how annoying, how provocating, Lord Jesus, grant me the wisdom, the humility, Lord, to handle every situation, oh God. We commit, Lord, a church into your hands. Our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Oh, Lord Jesus, the life of Christ in the church. The life of Christ in everyone. Then we come together, we see a big Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, bigger Lord, Savior, serve your Lord, Lord, Savior God. And ask your grace, Lord, Savior, the things, Lord, that I
we commit, Lord Jesus, our children who are still writing exams, Lord, into your hands. Grant them the wisdom, Lord, to be able, Lord, to answer their questions to God, to come out from the exams, Lord, with flying colors, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the visitation of our brother who is come, O God, to share with us, O Lord, the word of God. Father, bless him, O Lord Jesus. Prepare him, O God, even as we wait, O Lord. We meet on Saturday, O Lord. We are expecting once again, Lord, your visitation, Lord, that you come in the midst, come in our midst, Lord Jesus, and establish, Lord, your word of God upon our hearts, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Once blind, but now I see.
I see, I see.
Once grace that opened my heart,
I had to give.
And grace my tears failing. Oh, how precious is that grace of me. I first
believe
you made me dead, dead souls and slaves. I am already gone. His grace has brought me safe.
Oh, thank you for the grace, Lord. Amazing grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the Lord, today. Oh, we can say, Lord, we are like you, O God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the word of God to prepare us. Though we go through many dangers and fires and snares. Oh, but Lord, we thank you that grace, the redeeming power, you've redeemed us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The amazing grace. Oh, that you came alone. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That we have something. We have something that can change. That can restore. That can bring us back to our lost estates. Bless your name, Lord.
Praise God.
Bless your name, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, blessed you be to your name, Lord. Praise the Lord.
God.
We praise you, Lord God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless everyone listening, Lord. Bless our home. Bless the church.
Praise God.
Bless our pastor and the family. Bless every sister. Bless every brother. Bless every husband. Bless every wife.
Praise
bless
God.
God Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, your
amen.
Church. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Thank
praise
you, Lord
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Praise God.
We honor you.
Praise God.
We honor you, Lord.
Praise God.
We honor you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many love him?
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, tonight. The Lord, oh, you came in our midst, oh God. Oh, to demonstrate to us, Lord Jesus, the life of God that we need to look to, oh God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, we bless you that we have the ammunition. We have the word of God. Oh, that can make us like you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for nothing good that we have done. But yet, Lord, that grace, amazing grace, came looking for us and brought us out from our sinful life, oh God. And Father, now you have blessed us, Lord. You've taken everything away from our lives. And Father, it is now we, oh, with nothing but your spirit in us. And Father, we are positive that, Lord, there is a newness of life in us, O God. We know that, Lord Jesus, that old man, oh, has been crucified, O God. Oh, the body of sin is no more in us, O God. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, you have redeemed us, Lord. Father, tonight has been a night that, Lord, you have given us this remembrance that you are our Redeemer. Oh, the kinsman redeemer that has redeemed us and has, Lord, restore our lost estates to us again. We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. And even, Father, as we live here, oh God, we know that these words of life, these words of grace, these words of faith, oh God, will never leave us, Lord. Just like the two disciples of God, they had to go back and testify, Lord, that of the truth we have seen him. Now, Lord, we came here, we have seen you. And Father, we are going with that testimony upon our hearts that, Lord, no one can take it to God because, Lord, it has been engraved in us, O God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Grant us genuine mercies, one another, O God, back to our homes, Lord. And Father, if you tarry and we shall meet again on Saturday, Lord, we are trusting in the name of Jesus Christ that you minister to us again, O Lord, for us to be closer and closer to thee, O Lord. We commit, Lord Jesus, as many that weren't able to come into your hands, the Lord, what you have given to us, Lord, let them receive their portion, O God. In your own way, O God, touch them, Lord. In your own way, O God, let something, O God, be inspired in them, O God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We bless you, Lord. Bless our children, O God. Keep them, Lord. Always, Lord, wherever they go, let your spirit raise standards for them and protect them, O God, from the evils of this world, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. God bless you.
Shine on me. Shine.
light out.
Shine on me, oh,
shine on me,
Lord, shine on me.
Let the light from the light out
shine on me,
oh Jesus,
shine on me.
Let the light from the light out shine on me. Hallelujah. Shine on me. Shine on me, Lord. Shine on me. Let the light from the light out shine on me. Shine on me, Lord. Shine on me. Oh, shine. Light up.